York Region is scaling down its living facility meant to support individuals affected by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The region had a contractor, Kosti Immigration Services, run a hotel site to temporarily house Ukrainian immigrants arriving under the Canada-Ukraine Authorization for Emergency Travel Program. But as of July 1, no new intake will be accepted, with operations scaled down as existing guests find alternatives. The region has said the move is due to a lack of funding from upper levels of government, with the region writing to the federal government in April asking for support to continue the program. To date, the municipality has spent about $1.8 million to operate its site, with monthly costs averaging around $250,000 monthly. Due to the absence of federal and provincial funding offset, municipal sites will start to cease or ramp down temporary supports, a regional report said. In the absence of any funding offset, these costs will be absorbed by the existing community and health services budget. The region is currently housing 59 individuals on the 20-room site and has helped more than 250 individuals since it started the program in August 2022. The region's report noted that other municipalities are also winding down these services, with Peel Region also closing a similar site and Durham expected to do so this summer. Toronto has extended its operations to September, given a large number of refugees and asylum seekers that are already straining its shelter system. The region said those needing assistance will be directed to other supports, including temporary hotel accommodation provided by the federal government and settlement services. Stays at those federal facilities are limited to 2 weeks. York Region will still provide other assistance as a service system manager, including provincially funded emergency income assistance and a child care fee subsidy. The region also runs 5 welcome centers, including one in Newmarket, to help immigrants settle in.